You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is
good. Yes, He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. And click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is
good. The love of Jesus has changed my life. I've seen His beauty and heard His word.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Adoration, or should I say Adoration Talk Radio, or should I say Adoration with Mac? There's so many platforms now, I really don't know how to address you all, but if you are either listening to us or viewing us, you understand that this evening we have the awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity to once again invite our friends over at Colonial Baptist Church in Randallstown, Maryland, to be a part of our program as they do every year. They have what they call the Great Commission Conference. And, you know, it is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunity for missionaries worldwide to be able to come together, to be able to share what it's like to actually be on the mission field, to actually be able to share experiences and encourage those that may have never gone outside of their neighborhoods or their states to entertain, even if it's for a short-term mission experience, to get out there and to fulfill the gospel in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, to be able to experience Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. It is always a privilege and an honor to be able to welcome the team that makes up the GCM, as they call themselves, to be able to share their conference, which takes place the second week of March every year. And this year, pray tell, we are in that 24th year of them doing this. And so without further ado, let me introduce Reverend Cecil Cunningham, who is the official chair for the GCM. Let me also introduce Sister Tanya Yancey. And wow, Sister Tanya handles everything from public relations to promotions and marketing. And then we have a new face for this content, but definitely not a new face for Colonial, in Brother Vince McKinney. And with Brother Vince, oh, because I have experienced him in the classroom setting, this man is on fire for the Lord. I cannot wait until everyone gets an opportunity to share. And so I'm going to allow that to happen now. So for Cecil, for Tanya, and for Vince, welcome. Welcome this evening. How are you?
Thank you, Brother Mac, for having us. I'm doing just well.
Brother Vince, Sister Tanya.
I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is going to do this missions conference. He's going to move in a way even beyond our expectations and our plans. So I'm just excited to be a vessel to be used by God.
In order for us to really show our audiences what the GCM, what Colonial Baptist is all about, we've got to be excited about this thing. So just for a moment, you know what? We want to encourage everybody who is watching us right now to lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, because the King of Glory will and shall come in. And who is that King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who is this King of Glory?
Yes,
the
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
He is the King of Glory. I'm already getting started to see, but the audience doesn't understand that before we hit the record, these people on this line right now or on your screens, they have already given me an assignment. So I'm just letting them know that I'm ready. Y'all understand I'm ready?
We ready.
We ready too. We ready too.
We ready. All right. Well, you know what? As I normally do, I'm going to get out of the way for a moment because we do have our chair for the conference, and I'll let him actually share about the conference. And in that sharing, please let our audience know the dates, the times, whatever they need to know, just in a general sense. And then we'll come back and we'll just get into the heart of what this year's program is all about.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks again, Brother Mac, for this awesome opportunity.
Yes.
To be with you again, as you've done for the last several years. You've always made a time and given us an opportunity to come and to share on Adoration Talk Radio with Brother Mac. So we really do appreciate the opportunity. We are just in love with the idea of the relationship that we've been able to build over the years with you and your lovely wife, Sister Myra. So we are just grateful that you continue to allow us this platform. You know, one of the things that you talked about, Brother Mac, in your intro was you mentioned Acts 1:8. And this year, our 24th annual missions conference comes with the theme, Jesus all over the world. And Jesus all over the world is really captured around that whole Acts 1:8, where Jesus, you know, disperses believers to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, all over the world. And our theme this year, Jesus All Over the World, comes from Luke 4:18. And it reads like this. I'd just like to read this, if you don't mind, from Luke 4:18. And it reads like this. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed. Both times the word me, the three times the word me are mentioned in that scripture, it's with a capital, capital M. I like to think that, now I'm not sure if that's the case in all translations of scripture, but I like to think that that capital M gives emphasis to Vince, to Tanya, to Mac, to Myra, and to me as well. We all, as believers, have a responsibility to go out and to be ambassadors for the kingdom. And so we, again, that's why we are so excited, you know, about the idea of being involved with missions. And Brother Mac, as you mentioned, the GCM, the Great Commission Ministry, we are. We're excited about how God is allowing us to be used in so many different ways. I know we're here primarily to talk a little bit about the missions conference, but I just like to tell folks that, you know, the missions ministry at Colonial is involved with more than just the missions conference. We have a short-term admissions team that you mentioned earlier that is preparing even now, right now, as we speak to be in Guatemala with you all in June. I think it's June 20th through the 27th. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But they're doing other things as well. We have the our Women's Missionary Union who are prepared this coming weekend, the next weekend actually, the following weekend, I think it's the 25th, where they'll be doing a prayer breakfast, and they'll be praying for missionaries like you and Myra and others that are on mission, you know, to the uttermost parts of the world. So there's a lot of other things that are going on, and we could go on and on, but I did just want to make sure I mention those things as we proceed. This year, our 24th Missions Conference, our Brother Mac, as you mentioned, will be at Colonial, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Each one of those days are going to be some different and exciting activities. On that Friday, we'll be kind of bringing back the unashamed praise, a version of the unashamed praise that we did for several years that our youth and young adults were sponsoring that highlighted some youth and young adult worship services. And Brother Vince is going to talk a lot more about that in just a minute. On that Saturday, we'll do our traditional workshops. This year, we'll have Sister Stella Gamble and almost a resident children's ministry with Denise Morgan, who is with the Children's Bible Ministry. She'll be there assisting in that Saturday, children's workshops on Saturday. And we're going to start the conference that day with a young man out of our state convention, Nathan Walters, who is a collegiate minister representing our state convention. He's also the collegiate minister at University of Delaware. So he's going to start us off with a short sermon. We're looking forward to hearing from Nathan. And he'll roll right into doing a workshop for us, you know, as well. And he'll be followed by our workshop leaders like Dr. Curtis Barber with Shining Star Baptist Church. And Brother Mac, I think you're very familiar with him. He's done and going to Ghana and some other places. And so we're looking forward to hearing from Pastor Barber. And then we'll also have another workshop that'll be done by Jason Thomas. Jason Thomas, you may remember, is the strategic African-American strategic missions coordinator with the International Mission Board, you know, out of Richmond, Virginia. So Jason is very familiar with Colonial as well. And he'll bring a great message through that through the workshop that he'll be doing. And he'll be with us throughout the remainder of the conference as well. And then, of course, we roll into Sunday. And Jason Thomas is going to be busy, you know, again this year. Jason is going to bring the word to us on Sunday. And so we're looking forward to hearing a great word from the Lord from Jason on Sunday as well. So we have a lot that's going to be going on all of those 3 days. And Sister Tanya is going to give you a lot more a meat on some of those things than I can. She's always excellent at making sure that all of that information gets out to not only to our congregation, our members, but out to the local community, you know, as well. So we invite, you know, everyone within the sound of our voice, everyone within the metro area and beyond to come out and spend some time with us on that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're looking forward to, again, just a great time, you know, in the Lord. And we thank you again, Brother Mac, for just giving us this venue, you know, to share this information.
Always my pleasure. For various reasons that we've talked about over the years, Colonial has been a big part of my ministerial life, but also just my personal life. I've been able to make a whole plethora of friends over the years that have supported us with their time, talent, and treasures. There are not enough words to express my gratitude and the gratitude of my wife, Myra, for what Colonial has meant to us. And as always, the conference always coincides some way or another with our favorite time of year, which is our anniversary. So when conference time comes around, first of all, I know I better make sure I take care of the woman of God so that, you know, I can continue to stay in holy matrimonial bliss. That's number one. And I praise God that I have a wife who understands the work of missions, that we can dedicate our time to it and it's not seen as a slight to, you know, our marriage, and focus on, you know, the two of us, that we can actually just celebrate with our Colonial family each and every year. It has meant the world to us to be able to do so. So, I mean, this is really not my opportunity to share a whole bunch. So I am going to allow Sister Tanya to just come in and share whatever she would like to share as it pertains to this year's conference.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Mac. I really am so honored to be a part today. Basically, Brother Cecil mentioned, you know, everything pretty much that we've got going on. And I know Brother Vince is going to give a dynamic a presentation about what's happening. But we do want our listeners to know that the conference is March the 10th, 11th, and the 12th this year. And that, you know, March the 10th is even though it's, you know, youth oriented, everybody is invited to attend. The conference is going to be a hybrid type conference. If you can't join us in person on those days, we will definitely have virtual possibilities available for those who aren't able to come out and visit. So we want you to come, but if you can't, we definitely want you to be able to participate in the conference via Zoom link. And just as Brother Cecil mentioned, we always we start planning for the conference. As soon as this conference is over, we debrief and then we try to start planning for next year's conference so that we can make sure that we're giving everyone that wonderful opportunity to come out and meet missionaries, you and Sister Myra, Adam Nathanson and his family, Reverend Jason. We also wanted to, you know, just let everybody know that not only do we talk about the conference, we take painstaking efforts to make sure everything is posted to the church website at colonialbaptistch.org. We encourage our congregants to, and brothers and sisters to go out and, you know, talk about the conference. It's not just something for you to come and do on March 10th, 11th, and 12th, but it's an opportunity for you to come and learn about missions, learn about what our missionaries are doing on the missions field, how they're, you know, spreading the word of the Lord. And, you know, we want to make sure that everybody gets that. The other thing that we wanted to talk about is, and Sister Estella, I don't think she's able to join us tonight, is that missions conference is for kids. Kids can be missionaries too. So I think that's one of the wonderful things that we do at Colonial. We talk to the kids about, you know, being a missionary and encouraging them and teaching them God's word. So that is, those activities for children will happen on that Saturday at 10:30. We have Denise Morgan, who will be working with Sister Estella. She will also be facilitating Sunday school activities. So we want to make sure that our children are included. So missions conference is for everyone. So I just wanted to just make sure. So the other thing that we have going on for mission is missions moments, which will be every Wednesday in the month of March. Is that correct, Brother Cecil?
That's correct.
Okay. And so just wanted to just kind of give everybody that special moment. So it's not just missions conference. We're keeping the ball rolling. We're doing missions conference, but we're also having missions moments where special guest missionaries will come out and talk about their special activities. So for example, we have March the 1st, Nakia Graves, who is an InterVarsity Black College missionary. Sister Jan Terry, which I'm sure everyone is familiar with, our very young songstress from Colonial, will be speaking on March the 8th and talking about Meaningful Life Internationals. And then Pastor Adam Nathanson will be available on March the 15th for with his family for our missions moment. And then on March the 22nd, guess who?
Brother. Wait a minute. Ooh, come on, Tanya.
Myra. Our favorite missionary. they will be there to give us their mission moment. And then on March the 29th, our finals missions moment will be Brother Billy and Sister Norma Eberhardt from Ebenezer International Ministries. So as you can see, Colonial is dedicated to the heart and mind of missions. So again, if you're not able to visit the conference in person, please join us virtually. All of the details about the conference are available on our church website. If you plan to attend in person, we do ask that you would register for the conference so that we can, you know, plan appropriately, because we are planning to feed you lunch on that Saturday, and we want to make sure that everyone is accounted for. So with that being said, Brother Cecil, Brother Vince, I hope I didn't miss anything. Again, feel free to reach out to, you know, any one of us, and also visit the website. It will tell you everything that you need to know about what's happening in and around Colonial.
One of the things that I truly appreciate about Colonial is the focus on trying to make sure that the children and youth and even young adults, that they are engaged in the mission process. So many times I've just seen it where that sector of our community is overlooked. And there are some incredible opportunities. And just a quick aside, one of the things that my wife and I are dedicated to on the mission field is to make sure that we are sharing those Christ principles to the young people.
Amen.
Amen. Seriously, because in the areas that we travel, there are situations where you're dealing with oppressive governments, or you might be addressing households that are not in the order that God would have them. And so normally they're either single parent households or no parent households. Mm-hmm. And you have a whole community of souls that if they are not introduced to the gospel in a way that encourages them that life can be different, that life can actually be incredible, and it doesn't have to remain the same as it currently is for them, that in Christ, they actually can be more than conquerors, and they can overcome the obstacles through Christ to be able to become leaders of their communities, of their neighborhoods, of their households, and to be able to set God's order back in place with God at the head. I had to put that in there because at the core of this is the young people that are going to carry the torch into the next generation and then for generation after generation after generation. They have to have an example of what they can embrace that will encourage them to live and not to die in this world system. So sorry, I had to have my little preacher moment. but you know what? That's the beauty of the conference. That's the beauty of how we share this conference to our audience. That, you know, yes, we have a plan. I'm looking at the plan. I have the plan right in front of me. But everything is subject to the Holy Spirit, and there's never been a conference yet. And I've got to say, I've probably been to 12 of them, that God has not moved in ways that were unexpected. And sometimes the way God has moved has not been about the actual conference, but it's about people that ended up coming to the conference and then launching out and creating their own mission opportunities and experiences and continuously building the kingdom of God right here on earth. So thank you as always, Sister Tanya. You know what, every year you say more and more and you become more animated. I'm telling you, by the time we get to the 25th year, I'm just gonna turn my microphone over to you. You run this thing, and I'm going to sit back in the cut and just watch you do what you do.
Well, I just praise the Lord. Just praise God.
Amen. And look, guys, before we continue on, because I got to let my main man, Vince, get into this. But for anyone who's watching us or listening, this is like really, this is just a family phone call right here.
Right.
This is a family FaceTime. I mean, you know, I'm at the point, I walk through Colonial as if I own Colonial. I open the door, they just let me come in any room. I'm welcome. I love it.
Brother Mac, You know you and Sister Myra have been adopted.
Absolutely.
So you guys belong to us.
Amen. Well, you know what? It's good to belong. Amen.
Amen.
Before you turn Brother Vincent loose, I did just want to follow up on something that Tanya mentioned and that you kind of elaborated on as well, is the emphasis on children.
Mm-hmm.
Just like to tell you that, you know, this year for the first year, Pastor Anderson, who we give praise to for his vision to even begin the missions conferences some 24 years ago, we do thank him very much and allowing allowing the membership to, you know, to continue to, you know, to do this. But this year, for the first year, every fifth Sunday is being dedicated to children. And as a result of that, we're being able as a missions team to present children and other missionaries that have stepped out on faith and allowed themselves to be used by God to take the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world. So far, Brother Mac, we ended last year with a story, a Sunday presentation, a fifth Sunday presentation about a young African-American girl named Betsy Stockton, who began her missionary life at an early age by going to Hawaii and feeling the presence of the Lord, you know, carrying her, you know, to become a missionary. Last month, we had the story of a Samuel Moore, who was a young African prince in Africa, and he stole his way to the U.S., became a missionary, attended a local university in the Midwest, and so those are the kind of stories that we've been able to tell. Mm-hmm. And present our children. Our children are actually the ones who are telling these stories during the worship service. So there's a great effort to reach children for Christ and for children to know that they too can be missionaries. But we have a coloring contest that's going on even right now. We're going to be presenting some prizes to some young children who have done the coloring for that Samuel Moore story. So there's been a lot going on. And now, you know, God bless Brother Vince and the church itself, who's come on like gangbusters and supporting that effort and creating new efforts, you know, to involve children and youth in missions. So there's been a lot that's going on, and we just see the hand of God moving in very specific and magnificent ways to keep this going. And we again just thank you and Sister Myra for being so involved with us and inspiring us by the work that you're doing with the children there in Guatemala. So again, just thank you. And Brother Mac, you know, there are so many stories. We don't have enough time to tell all of the stories about how people have come through the missions conference, how relationships have been built, how folks have become supporters of each other. There's just not enough time to tell all of their stories, including the story of the wonderful, wonderful, awesome, awesome, awesome story of yourself and Myra McElwain.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to purposely not share that story again, but it is an awesome, awesome story. There would be no Mac and Myra without Colonial, and that's the truth. Yeah. So, you know, God does move in mysterious but incredible ways, and we are so, so thankful. What we didn't think we needed, she and I, we found out that God had a different plan, and that's the beauty of the conference. You never know what's going to come out of it. If one person is inspired to just go, never know
right.
what will happen. Because I'll tell you very quickly, and I promise, Vince, I got you next. In 2007, somebody asked me to go, mm-hmm. and I went. And that trip in 2007, it changed the whole trajectory of yeah. ministry and ultimately, my life. Mm-hmm. And you just never know. In that one trip, I realized that everything that I thought I understood about God, understood about missions, it was not enough. It was very limited, but to actually get out there and to live like a particular community,
yeah, yeah,
to go through all the things, and I'll be transparent. This is in the Congo, to go without water to bathe, to go without electricity for long periods of time, to go into villages that were so excited that someone who looked like me, and you know, guys, you know what I'm talking about, that someone who looked like me and was doing the work of missions, that they would actually come all the way from the United States to come to their little village community. You can't even put words on it, the excitement. You guys know the story. They will walk for miles just to get to the word of God. And that's the same intensity and the same energy and spirit that we want to inspire Maryland and surrounding areas, wherever the folks are coming from to get to Colonial's door on the, from the 10th through the 12th. We want them to walk out of there on fire, because that is the fire that is needed to ignite the gospel, to save lives, and to lift the name of Jesus to all nations. So thank you again, just for, you know, just sharing and everything like that. And this is really just my buildup, because this next young man, and I do say young man, this is a man that I didn't know was going to be on the screen tonight. I didn't know that he would be part of this, but earlier this afternoon, I got a notification from Cecil, and Cecil said, it is time that we once again part the Red Sea, because there's someone who needs to get through before Pharaoh comes. And so this guy, now look, this is a man who allowed me and my wife to be a part of his classroom experience, hanging out, learning, and being able to experience the gospel in the unique way in which he shares it. He is a brother who, every time I see him, he's smiling. He's always saying something encouraging. He actually, at least when I first met him, he actually lived in the same complex that I lived in years ago. So we've got all kind of symmetry going on here. So Vince, man, first of all, welcome to this platform. Go ahead and say whatever you need to say, but just know that once you start saying it, if it's now 20 and 30 minutes later, I'm gonna cut you off.
All right. Well, thank you, Brother Mac, for that warm introduction. Thank you. I'm glad to be a part of Adoration Talk Radio. Before I get into what's happening, more details in terms of Friday night, I want to share my story about how the Missions Conference has impacted my life in two ways. Number one, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior at the age of 8, but I always grew up thinking that missions was someone else, was for someone else to do. And as a result of joining Colonial 18 years ago and being part of 18 years of Missions Conference, one of the things that came out of that was that God moved in my heart and inspired me to go on short-term missions to St. Kitts for 2 years. The other thing that came out of that, I was introduced to an organization through the Missions Conference, an organization by the name of Child Evangelism Fellowship. I never heard of them before, even though they've been around for 83 plus years now. But it was at a conference 12 years ago that I learned about CEF and a concept called the Good News Club, where they're able to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to schools, public schools, in the after-school way and talk about Jesus. I was blown away from that moment. And ever since I got involved in CEF 12 years ago, we started out with one school. We've now adopted 8 schools over the 12 years. Most churches only adopt one or two schools, but I have to give credit to the Missions Conference, because if it wasn't for the Missions Conference, I would have never heard of CEF. And if I never heard of CEF, we wouldn't have had a Good News Club. We wouldn't have adopted 8 schools, we wouldn't have had over 75 children that have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ over those 12 years because of the Missions Conference. So that's my story about how the Missions Conference has really impacted my life and my life and my life work in terms of the Good News Club and Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Amen. Amen.
So now I want to talk about Friday. Friday is an event we're calling March Madness Free Throw Competition, but it's so much more than basketball. It's a multi-ministry event, which will be it's being sponsored by GCM, as well as the youth ministry, as well as the music ministry, where we're coming together and partnering up to offer this, what we call not only a multi-ministry, but a multi-event. So what we're doing is trying to light the fire on our youth, trying to get them, trying to introduce them to the great things of what Mission has to offer. So we're using a free throw competition really to get them into the house. But once they get there, there's going to be a lot of things going on. There's going to be unashamed praise. There's going to be music going on. Obviously, there's going to be a free throw shooting contest, but we're also going to have missions moments where we're going to have some youth, two to three youth, where they actually be giving their testimony or their experience of what it was like to be on the missions field. And also it's going to be set up as a panel so the youth can ask questions. Because a lot of times youth don't get involved because of misinformation, of lack of seeing young folks like themselves. A lot of them probably look at missions the way I did. It's for old folks. It's not for young folks. But really it's for young folks. So when the youth come, for this this free throw competition, obviously they're going to bring their parents to support them, to watch them in the free throw shooting contest, but they also may have little brothers and little sisters. So also what's going on at that same time, we're going to have an arts and craft room for the little children as well on the side. And we're also going to have food as well, but we're going to have missions tables surrounding the area so that the youth be able to walk as they walk through waiting for their particular time to shoot free throws. They'll have tables, there'll be displays and so on and so forth. So we're going to hit them with so much more than just basketball. But the purpose of it is so that we're going to try to promote them coming back on Saturday and Sunday. But even if they're not able to come back on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to give them enough information for them to be on fire for missions.
Amen. 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 Well, you know, I've got to tell you, years ago when they were still doing the unashamed praise, I really love that. And here's the thing, Vince, even for an old dude like me, they actually let me participate in that, you know, from a musical perspective. So I'm telling you, When it comes to Colonial and the GCM, I feel like I've done just about everything at a certain point. But I just want to encourage you, because I'm glad that it has resurrected, because that will bring an excitement and an energy to get things started off. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that you're sensitive enough to understand that the best way to get the youth involved is to get the youth involved. Right. Yeah. So I commend you for that. I can't wait to actually experience what that's going to be like. Makes me want to be young enough to run with them. So I might still try to fake it a little bit. So watch out. Because, you know, it's very exciting. And I do so appreciate that you are spearheading that. And want to encourage anyone that can be in the Maryland area or vicinity during that time, which would be March 10th through the 12th, come on to Randallstown and stop on by Colonial Baptist Church. Have a great time in the Lord. So, yeah, with that said, I want to go back to Cecil just for a moment. Okay. And, you know, being the humble man that you are, you always allow for the spotlight to be on whomever ends up on these programs. But for a moment, I want you to just really reflect what the GCM experience, the colonial experience, what that has meant, or what that has meant to you personally.
Thanks, Brother Mac. You know, as I head down that road, I got to reflect back a little bit on something that Vince said just now, and just kind of give some kudos to some of the things that are actually happening as a result of some of the efforts that are being made. When we had this last children's spotlight on missionaries, one of the young man, the young child who read that script for that day on that Sunday, has been a part of Vince's Sunday school program, right? That he kind of revitalized that Sunday morning Sunday school program and worship time. This young kid, he read that script that Sunday about that missionary. And then the next Sunday, he gave his life to Christ in Vince's Sunday school class. I'm sorry, Vince. I knew you were going to say that, Vince, but look, I was so excited, and Vince was just about to jump out of his clothes that Sunday when that kid gave his life to Christ. Did you follow the steps that took place, though? He was actively involved in talking about and sharing about this missionary who gave his life to Christ at a young age. That's what the story was about, right? This young kid, he saw this bright light, and the light was, he felt it was the light of Jesus Christ telling him that he needed to go, he needed to move, he needed to go on mission. That next Sunday, the same kid gave his life to Christ. Look, at the end of the day, that is what it really all is all about. We could talk about a whole lot. We could talk about George Lau and how he was a slave and went to Jamaica and started churches. And, you know, so many people thought it was William Carey who had started, was the first, you know, American to go on the mission trips, or first Baptist to go on mission trips, but it was actually George Lau. We could talk about all of those things, but at the end of the day, it's about bringing men, women, and boys and girls to Christ. And that's why we do what we do. It really is true, and it's so encouraging to see you know, people like yourself, Brother Mac and Myra and other couples who give up the comforts of life here in the U.S. and they, last year, Brother Mac, you might remember. And I'm going to go back to your original question to me, but last year, if you remember, we had this couple who had been in Russia, the Braun, and they barely escaped, you know, that war, and they made it back to the U.S. and they sent us a video just thanking folks for the prayers that helped to free them, you know, from that tyranny that was going on there. These people, they raised seven children on the mission field, on the foreign mission field, seven children. There's countless stories that can be told related to that same subject. But my story is just a very simple and humble story. I, a lot like Vince, didn't know much about missions until I came to Colonial Baptist Church. I knew that my mother was a missionary who went out on Sundays with a white dress on and with some other ladies, and she visited, you know, some different homes and shared the gospel and some other social related justice issues as well. But I didn't know much about actually going out, you know, beyond the church or beyond the four walls and out into the to different countries and whatnot. But I wound up being yoked up with a guy named Clarence Smith, who literally put me under his arm and without saying, come go with me, he said, come go with me. And so, you know, I guess 20, 25, 26 years later, you know, I'm still under his yoke, so to speak. But in 2016, my pastor, Pastor Anderson, was scheduled to go on a missions trip, and some things happened. He couldn't make it to Tanzania, to Africa. And I had no intentions of being in Africa. None. I had no intentions of being going to Africa. But the Lord saw fit to send me to that place. And this is what happened. In the mountains of Adunda village, I wound up with the opportunity to share the gospel through an interpreter with a young 19-year-old whose name was Shakira. I'll never forget him. He accepted Christ. Yeah. 3,000 feet elevation in the mountains. Mm-hmm. That experience changed a lot for me. I'm just grateful that God allowed me to have that kind of an opportunity. And it's just been a fire, you know, that was kind of set underneath my feet. And I'm always mindful of Pastor Anderson saying that, you know, as deacons and believers in the gospel, you know, we ought to be quick of feet and ready to go. And so I've just been ready to go. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity to go. And I love the idea of relating with people and connecting resources with people. That's I believe how God has shaped me. And I'm just grateful for that. And again, I just like to thank you and Sister Myra. When you guys come in the building, we know that we have some folks that we can depend on. And we direct people to you, and you know what I'm talking about. We take her to Meg and we take her to Myra and we walk away because we know that they'll take care of
it. Amen.
So looking forward to you guys again this year, Brother Mac.
Amen. You know, the interesting thing, Cecil, is that it doesn't really matter in a way what place you end up going to. God just has a way of showing himself strong no matter where. And that's the incredible thing. You know, my actual first true out of the country experience for mission purposes was actually in the Grand Caymans. Mm-hmm. And I went as a musician, truly as a musician. Mm-hmm. And it was so incredible that night after night, I was able to use my musical talent in order to connect with that community. And I don't know if any of you all have ever been to the Grand Caymans, but it's not much. It's really not that large of a landmass, number one. And most of it is straight way. And so what happens is that in the Grand Caymans, you have the rich side, and that rich side includes all these banks and financial institutions. If you ever heard somebody saying they're stashing away money in the Grand Caymans, that's what they're talking about. They can hide their monies in those areas.
Yeah.
So you can leave that area and not too far, you go into abject poverty. And I mean abject poverty. There is no middle ground. It's from the very rich to the very poor. And to be able to experience that for the first time was an eye opener to someone who, while I ministered on the street in prisons and halfway houses and all the like, still had not gone to a place where day after day after day, people were trying to find out where their next meals were coming from. They didn't have the adequate housing, didn't have adequate water, all of these things. And that was like a wake-up call. I truly believe for all of you that we should encourage everyone that we know to at least one time spend some time in an area where the culture is different, where the lifestyles are different, and you will come back home and you will appreciate the good old US of A.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And real quick, and we'll continue on, but just to be able to walk the streets in our country, in, you know, any state, any region, with a Bible, and know that you'll survive. Mm-hmm. That's not the testimony for every place and everywhere. Mm-hmm. You guys know that well, but I need my audience to understand that. The Bible is a convenience here in the U.S., mm-hmm. but in other countries, it could cause you to lose your life. And so when you have it or pages of it, you embrace whatever you've got.
So true.
And that's why it's so important that we go ye therefore and teach all nations, because we need for them to understand that this Jesus Christ that's in that Bible cares about them, no matter what their circumstances are. He cares for them. And he knows. Go ahead, Tanya.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yes. 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 I mean, that's why you have the conference. I mean, it's very good to have missionaries like myself that come and to share the stories and to, do presentations and everything. But at the core of that mission experience is Christ. Amen. And it's Christ that has to be glorified in everything about the conference, which is why I love that conference so much. Amen. Because there's never been a year that I haven't come out the better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, you know what, Sister Tanya, I've got to let you say a few more things, or I'll just go off and me and Vince will end up just doing some round robin preaching back and forth. And I don't want you guys to just sit there and think that we don't care about you, because we do. So I'm going to ask the question that I probably ask every year, because you actually are responsible for some very key aspects of the conference, and not just the conference, but for Colonial overall. And I don't want in any way to shortchange you the opportunity to share what that experience is like, because we can talk about going off into these different areas of the world, but at the same time, it's people like you that allow for people like me to be able to be a part of this conference, to have the resources and the access in order to be able to do what God has gifted me to do. And at the same time, you, again, carry a huge responsibility. I just want to give you an opportunity to be able to share some of that experience, whether it's through just your normal activity at Colonial or through the GCM.
So my involvement with the Missions Conference is, just to get the word out, about the conference, And again, just to encourage people to come out. And once you come out and you experience the conference, you know, there's no turning back. You want to move forward. You want to go. And I think as Brother Cecil talked about, you know, the young man that, you know, was able to, you know, for the youth ministry to come out and, you know, he was a part of Brother Vince's Sunday school class. You know, there's no turning back. You know, when God gets a hold of you, there's no turning back. So my experience with the conference, you know, started back. My aunt was actually a member of the missions conference, and she passed away. And I had two aunts, and my other aunt said, well, you know what, you should really, you know, come be a part of the missions conference. And again, I never looked back. So being a part of the, you know, PR, you know, part of the PR has been a tremendous experience for me, because, you know, just being able to get the word out, participating in the CNN announcements, and just kind of overlook. We've done a variety of things. We've done radio. We've, you know, tried to, you know, just, I think one year our pastor did a television interview. So it's just been an incredible experience. And every year, looking at the conference, looking at the, you know, the different themes and putting it out there, it draws you, you know, closer to the Lord. And I've met some incredible people. And it's just been an honor for me to be a part of this ministry. And I've learned a lot through the missions conference. You know, every year we meet different, you know, missionaries that have come through, and it's just been an incredible experience. And, you know, this year learning about, you know, the different African-American missionaries, because, you know, I grew up thinking the same thing. That's not for me. And then I actually met a friend from my first church, and she was a missionary in Brazil. And I was floored, like, wow, this is amazing. And I see what God can do. And so I'm just so incredibly honored to, you know, be a part of the missions team, and just to continue on wherever God has me. I'm just very grateful.
Amen. Amen. So let me tell you, Tanya, through the various avenues that this conversation will eventually hit, one of the great things about social media is that it gives access to every podcast platform, all the major ones. So we're talking about Spotify, we're talking about Apple, any and all of them will be able to get this content. And I believe the reach right now, the last that I heard, the opportunity for others to hear what we're talking about now goes to as many as 327 countries.
Wow.
That's the potential.
Wow.
That's the potential. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, from a public relations standpoint, you know, it's about really go tell it on the mountain, over Amen. The hills and everywhere.
Wherever.
You know, that Jesus Christ has come.
Tell it.
And yeah, go tell it. Tell it. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to dedicate time every year to the conference, because it has been so incredible, and to kind of support you in that same manner. The content that I was talking about, I'm just talking about the audio. The visual can go anywhere in the world. And, you know, it has never ceased to amaze me when people from other countries have given comments about certain content that has gone out over the internet. So, you know, what we're doing here tonight is really just an extension of what Jesus promised when he said that the influence of God himself would be manifested through us, that we would do greater works, not that we're greater than Jesus Christ, but the reach that we have and the platforms that we can entertain are so much greater. And that's just a testament to God knowing from the very beginning, before we were formed in the bellies of our mothers, that he had a plan. He had a plan of reconciliation, a plan of salvation. He had a plan to assure that his word would not come back void. And so everything that we're doing tonight is, again, part of that plan. And I thank you guys so much for availing yourselves to be open to, you know, sitting here, telling the stories and being available for anyone who comes into those doors, whether it's for the conference or any other day, that it's commendable what you all are doing, because this is actually the work of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And a lot of that work, glory to his name, is not about the fanfare. It's the grunt stuff, the grunt work of planning, organizing, putting it all together, making sure from Tanya's point of view that this content in any form or fashion gets out to the nations. Excellent. Excellent, Tanya. Thank you so much.
One more thing, because I think the efforts, you know, God has a way of putting people together that can make things work. So all of the efforts from Brother Vince and Brother Leon, who was incredible with helping us to get our website up and running, and Sister Sylvia, we you know, mailing out letters to different churches, and, you know, Brother Glenn Shelton, who helps along with all the PR things, but Brother Cecil helps us to stay together. And I just want to, you know, just say thank you to Brother Cecil and Brother Clarence, because Brother Clarence, you know, helped us in the, you know, in the beginning, and Brother Cecil is real our go-to person for everything. I know we, you know, but he loves the Lord, and, you know, and I just want to just say thank you, Brother Cecil, for all your efforts, you know, and helping us to keep the missions conference rolling, and just want to, you know, just applaud the whole team. I'm just so honored to be a part of it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Can I just, before I get back to Vince, you know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, we usually equate Denzel Washington to being the Equalizer, and, you know, he's done a couple of movies as the Equalizer, and those are great. But you know what? When it comes to things of the gospel, we've got to put Cecil there as the Equalizer of the GCM. He's the one that when things are getting out of hand, when things could go topsy-turvy, he's the one that smooths out everything to calm it down, to give it peace. You, brother, you don't even know the value that you're bringing to all of this. And you know I'm having fun with you, but I mean, seriously, it, you know, Tanya couldn't have said it better. I mean, you know, it is awesome. You kind of took the torch from Brother Clarence, and you've been running with that torch, and eventually you'll make a decision that it's no longer your time to have the torch, and you'll pass it on to someone else. And what you're doing right now is literally preparing the next person, whoever that might be, to understand how these things work. It's awesome what you do. I co-sign what Tanya's saying. It's awesome. Thank you. You don't have to say anything because you're too humble. So I'm going to say it for you.
Amen. Hey, so, well,
I can't say this. I do have to say this too, though. You know, while we're while we're passing out some batons here, Tanya, I tell you, she has a such a grace about the way that she goes about her work. Just such a grace, and I just can't thank her enough. For how she puts those things together. You know, the announcements and. You know, and sometimes under some duress, that sometimes is caused by me. Okay. But she handles it all with such grace, and it's a team effort.
It is.
We are one team.
Amen.
There's a great commission ministry, but there's the seniors ministry. There's the Sunday school. There's the youth ministry with Brother Vince and
WMU.
We're one team, Brother Mac. And it's all about building up the kingdom. And I think our has been very intentional and very, very God-led in how he has helped to orchestrate that mentality that we are here for to be on one team.
Amen. And
the things that he has said to us is that something you said earlier, Brother Mac, that every member of Colonial, his desire is that every member of Colonial will go on at least one mission trip, internationally, locally, statewide, or nationwide, but at least go on one missions trip. And we're working on it. You know, we're not there yet, but there's an intentionality, you know, about trying to make that happen, because there's value not just in going and meeting the needs where they may be, but there's great value in the experience that you as a believer receives. You talked about it, Vince talked about it, Sister Tanya talked about it. There's value in the blessing that we receive when we go and when we give. So at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Can I mention just a couple of dates before we go?
Oh, sure.
Just a couple of dates. I know I mentioned the WMU prayer breakfast on the 25th. They have Pastor Charlie Brown from the Graffiti Church that's going to be ministering that day, speaking that day. So we invite people to come out for that. We have the missions banquet that's going to be on the 17th of March. That's being kind of spearheaded by our international missions team. Just wanted to mention that I think Sister Tanya mentioned that you can, for the missions conference, which are those dates, the 10th, 11th, and 12th, that you can go online and register, right, Sister Tanya?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I mentioned those things again. Thank you, Brother Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Vince, again, I've been warned that once unleash you, we might have to pull you back in. But I'm gonna take a chance, because I have confidence. Because you know what? The Holy Spirit is an intelligent spirit, and he knows when to reel us in. I gotta have fun, man, because I love you. But just real quick, what has the GCM meant to you personally, or Colonial, or just the experience of the gospel? What has it meant to you? And what would you say to someone who might be looking or listening right now that's kind of considering going on a mission trip, or contemplating a way to support missions, or might actually be afraid of missions? What would you tell?
Well, a couple of things. What Colonial and GCM has meant to me has been a growth in my faith. As I mentioned earlier, I accepted Christ at the age of 8, and I grew up in a strong Christian education church. I grew up, going to VBS and missions and Christian retreats and those types of things. But as a result of being a colonial for 18 years, my faith has grown exponentially. And going on a missions trip maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago to witness God's power, to witness, you know, true faith. I always say that, you know, when we do go on international missions, we go to bless others, but a lot of times we're blessed by them.
Yeah.
What I mean by blessed by them is that, you know, you truly, not only do you realize the comforts that we have here in America, but what I found is that a lot of times their faith is a lot stronger than our faith. Because, you know, our faith is built a lot of times on success or on material things. But you see, but they purely love God. Just they love Jesus just because they love Jesus. And the relationship is not based on whether they have a big house or a big car, those types of things. And another thing that I experienced with going on missions is that the young, the youth, they're a lot more serious. They're a lot more engaged and involved in doing God's work than the youth here in the United States a lot of times. And so one of the things, reason why I encourage youth to go is so that not just so they appreciate mom and dad, appreciate the creature comforts that they have here in America, is that they're able to see faith in action, and they're able to see, wow, there's folks that are my age that look like me. They have a whole lot less. They don't have a problem with saying hallelujah. They don't have a problem with raising their hand. They don't have a problem with sharing the gospel. They don't have a problem with doing street ministry, street evangelism. And so that really, you know, is one of the things that I try to share, and why I'm excited about what's going to happen on March the 10th, 11th, and 12th, is that because I believe that as we introduce the things of what missions is about, and I'm confident God is going to move in that weekend and move some young folks into getting involved in missions. Yeah. Your other question was in terms of what would I tell somebody that's thinking about missions? It's number one, I would tell them it's better than you think. I would tell them to go. Yes, you're gonna have some doubt, but trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. In this work. That also, I would tell them that their faith will grow exponentially if they go on just one trip, one missions trip. They will see their faith, their relationship go to another level. That it will be a life changing experience. And that what they see and what God shows them, they'll never be the same ever again. And if they'll take that missions focus, whether it's international, whether it's in their neighborhood, whether it's statewide, but they would take that to another level. Okay. And they won't be ashamed to share the gospel.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Again, for our audience, the Great Commission Ministry, the conference will be held on March the 10th through the 12th. I will make sure that either Cecil or Tanya will again one more time give out that information and any relative times. But I want to remind all of our audience that the theme is Jesus all over the world.
Yes.
What an incredible title, theme, to be able to understand that if Jesus is all over the world, number one, there's no way that we can escape him. And quite frankly, why would we want to?
Yeah.
And number two, that means that he can reach anywhere.
Anywhere.
And he so chooses to use Tanya, Vince, Cecil, me, others, in order to be his feet.
That's right.
And to be his mouth to the nation.
Amen, amen.
And I want to read this because this is the conference scripture that goes along with that. Now, if my memory serves correct, we first see a hint of this scripture in Isaiah 61.
Amen.
Which is very interesting, because at that point, Jesus had not manifested himself in flesh. So Isaiah was foretelling what would come. And so isn't it amazing for my conference leaders that after Jesus comes out of the wilderness experience where he was tempted of the devil and successfully was able to offset the devil with the word of God,
yeah,
as it's written. This same Jesus, as a first move, then picks up the scroll,
yeah,
in the synagogue, and he stands before the community and says this: the Spirit of the Lord is on me.
Yeah.
Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free.
Amen.
And Tanya, Vince, Cecil, that's what GCM, that's what the conference is all about. We are living in a world where folk have allowed themselves to be yoked by others that do not have their best interests in mind. And what the conference ultimately does is to show that they no longer have to wear the yoke of bondage,
yeah,
but that in Christ Jesus, he releases the captives.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He recovers the sight of those who were blind.
Yeah.
He gives those who were lame, he gives them the activity of their limbs. And what do? They go out and they tell the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're doing.
Amen.
In our own ways.
Yeah.
I thank you guys. I applaud you for what you're doing. I think it's incredible. I hope that our audience will embrace what you're doing, support what you're doing, and get on board. Guys, we have a few more weeks, and we will be right up on March 10th. And we want to get this thing started the right way. And we want to close this thing the right way, and everything in between. We want to do everything in decency and in order, in the excellency that can only come by way of Christ Jesus. Jesus is all over the world.
That's right.
That's what we proclaim.
Hallelujah.
This night.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, again, you guys stir up the gift, y'all. I'm telling you. I might need another hour to get it all out.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
But again, please, 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 before we close out, please give any information again for the conference, because people might just be coming on board. So I know it sounds repetitious for us, but for them, it might be the first time that they hear it. So one more time, either Cecil or Tanya, let us know how we can get involved.
Tanya, you want to go?
For the conference, all of the details, the schedule for the conference, the registration information for the conference, the workshop, and the presenter information, as well as missions moments. All of that information is available on our church website at colonialbaptistch.org, or you can visit Colonial. We'll have some information at our missions conference table. Also, you might want to call the church office to find out how you can get information, and that's 410 855-1080. But again, if you want, would love to participate in the conference, we encourage you to visit the website so that you can find registration information there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Cecil, I'm going to give you really the closing part remark. It's on you, sir.
Thank you again, Brother Mac. We are just so delighted to have this opportunity again. We are just so grateful to you. But thank you again, Brother Mac. For those who are interested in attending the or any of the events related to the conference, you've heard the information from Sister Tanya. Just follow her instructions. We're at Colonial Baptist Church, 9411 Liberty Road in Randallstown, Maryland. You can find us on Facebook, all of those various media outlets, I'm sure. And we're excited about your coming and spending some time with us. We're looking forward to Brother Mac, many of the other missionaries and guests that will be participating with us on that 10th, 11th, and 12th. We are especially excited. I'm especially excited about Friday night. I don't know how I'm going to make it through from 5 to 9 o'clock. Brother Des has a schedule out there. But I'm going to be there. Make sure that you are there to partake in this event. It's going to be an exciting night. We got some spoken word, I believe, Brother Vance. We're going to have a lot of free throw shooting. We're going to have Brother Mac is going to be, you know, leading us in worship that night. Brother Mac led us in worship last year during the Saturday event, I believe, all day. So we'll look forward to him being busy. Again, just thanks a lot. We look forward to all of you being there with us on the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Cecil, Tanya, Vince, this has been fabulous. And I pray that our various adoration audiences have been able to get just a little taste of what that conference experience would be like. I want to personally thank each of you for devoting your time to get the word out. I'm looking forward to being a participant in whatever capacity that you had me participate. And I'm really excited for the glorious time that we will have over those 3 days. Thank you so much for welcoming me and Myra into the Colonial family, which means that we're also part of the GCM family. So it is so exciting to be a part of that community. And as the songwriter would say, so glad to just be in the number one more time. To our adoration folks, we love you. We praise God for you. Be encouraged, be inspired, and be hopeful, because God is not finished with you yet. If you are alive and here today, it is his confirmation that the story is not over. Embrace him and his love for you through Jesus Christ, and go off into the world where Jesus is, and be with him as he's all over the world, so are we. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.